So you probably heard these words, right? These vows. Maybe you used these vows or similar ones on your wedding day. You've heard these. To have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and in health, as long as we both shall live. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at devotions on the family. These vows or ones like them are spoken at virtually every one of the 5,918 weddings, 5,918 weddings that take place each day in the United States. Man, that is a lot of cookie tables. Unfortunately, too many people who say I do end up saying I don't. Scripture has a better way of saying vows. These vows are said before God and witnesses. Your vow is your bond. Here's what Solomon has to say in Ecclesiastes about saying vows. Ecclesiastes 5, 4 through 6. When you vow a vow to God, do not delay in paying it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you vow. It is better that you should not vow than that you should vow and not pay. Let not your mouth lead you into sin, and do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? Divorce statistics are staggering. By some estimates, 50% of marriages end in divorce. One-third of divorces occur within the first 5 years of marriage, with the highest percentage occurring within the first 3 years of marriage. 3 years. You don't even know each other well after 3 years. Many people don't give marriage a chance. They go back on their vows. But God takes vows seriously. He warns us not to make vows we can't or won't keep. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, this verse says. And don't say my vow was a mistake. If we are serious enough to make a vow, we need to be serious enough to keep it. You can buy a starter house, but there's no such thing as a starter marriage. Keep your vows. Father, help us keep our vows, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.